Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today at the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We are going this week into looking at some of God's ways that He deals with His people, with each one of us, His methods for bringing us into maturity, because it is very clear. Perhaps those who have listened for a time, it's like my mantra, my theme, but that is what the Holy Spirit is doing. He has a commission. He has an objective, and that is to bring the members of the body of Christ into maturity. It is said very succinctly in the Word of God in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 13, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I see in that verse two things, coming into unity of the faith and knowledge of Jesus, and in that knowledge, becoming like Him, praise God, as far as the characteristics of His person. We are only members of His body. He not only is the Son of Man, but He is the very Son of God, having all power in heaven and earth. He is the soon coming King. So as His children, we will have His family characteristics, if you will. So we have been looking how the ways God uses to bring us into maturity individually. There's prayer, there's Bible study, there's teaching, fellowship, chastisement, circumstances. And another area we were looking at yesterday is that of body ministry, how God corporately causes us to work within his framework, within the unity of His body, to effect change and growth. Now, I shared yesterday, I won't take the time to read it again, verses 11 through 13, the specific gifts, the ascension gift ministries, if you will, that Jesus, before He ascended, gave to the church, the body of Christ, and that is the fivefold ministry of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. But He says that He is going to, the purpose of this fivefold ministry is to equip the saints. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we saw that word equip is very important. In the New Testament, that Greek word refers to, for example, in Mark 1 and verse 19, the mending of broken nets. Or in Galatians 6 and 1, restoring an erring believer. In short, this word equip means, it's a term, means to restore something or someone into its former condition so that it may function as it ought. And so, therefore, it is the duty of the Holy Spirit through His leaders in the body of Christ to set, to adjust, to mend and repair Christians until they are functioning in the body of Christ with full spiritual health. And that's why five of those ministries are each distinct, they're complementary, but they're all required. So often we've thought of the church as well as just pastors and teachers or evangelists. Well, no, there's also apostles and prophets. What are apostles? Those who are laying foundational doctrine. Apostle means he who is sent, and many times it refers to those who begin new churches, new works, or the missionaries who go off into foreign lands and break ground where no Christian has been. And, of course, the prophet, even while they don't possess the status of the Old Testament prophets who were laying absolute truth by the Spirit of God and had to be absolutely inerrant, because their words were recorded and they were placed and they become part of our Old Testament canon. And some of their writings, such as the book of Daniel, we are earnestly trying to interpret and understand in fullness how they apply to our end times. But the New Testament prophets certainly can speak to situations, even in terms of nationally or in terms of individuals. And that purpose of that prophecy is given for exhortation, comfort, and edification. And so the prophet needs to be very much active and alive in the church today. And those who understand the full gospel, those who are spirit-filled, understand that these ninefold gifts of the Spirit should be in operation. And so let's go on now. What is the fivefold anointing for? Well, I shared it is to bring God's people into maturity, but I want to just pause for a moment and say that we do not place fivefold ministry leaders, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, on a pedestal. We honor them, we reverence because of the calling and the anointing upon their lives. But they are people just like us, and they are just in need sometimes in terms of healing and deliverance. They're people, but there's a distinction between how God works in the character of a leader personally. That's between them and God, and then that actual calling that is placed upon them in terms of the Lord Jesus Christ. So someone could be powerfully used of God in terms of an outward ministry, but in terms of their own life, they may need substantial healing. And we've seen that in decades past when prominent members of the body of Christ, or the leaders in the body of Christ, have fallen. It's because of woundedness in some area of their own life, a lack of healing or maturity. So that's why I encourage you, pray for your pastor, pray for leaders in the body of Christ. Now, what is the task of fivefold ministry? It's not to hold classes on how to witness, but to develop believers, not that there's anything wrong with that, instruction is important and necessary, but to develop individual believers whose healthy lifestyle cannot but automatically witness to the grace of God. You see what I'm saying? It's not just there's something wrong in holding a class on how to witness, but believers should be so built up with the meat of the word that they're hearing every Sunday or midweek that they will automatically, by the grace of God, develop into the fullness of the stature that Christ has for their lives. Thus, biblical leadership development is not so much concerned with spiritual information as it is with spiritual formation. Its thrust should be sanctification, not merely education. You know, knowledge puffs up, but it is love that edifies. The key drive in helping believers should be to live the life which reflect the riches that they possess in Christ Jesus. That's why I'm on this broadcast. That's why I share the word the way I do, so that you can grow up and experience in a personal way God's love for you, God's life for you, God's calling for your life, whatever it may be. And there's no big I and little you. No, it's all of us working together because each one is so very, very important. I'm going to read now a little bit more in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 14 through 16. Why did God give the fivefold ministry? Well, I shared that with you. And verse 14 goes on to say that we henceforth be no more children. What's that? Someone who's not mature, they're not adults, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. And that's what babies do. They hear something good. Oh, let's go there. Oh, let's do this. With the sleight of men, you need Holy Ghost discernment, beloved, especially in this age, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. There are wolves out there, beloved sheep. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. Did you know you're a joint? Did you know you have something important to give? According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Praise God. That is the body of Christ. That is every lively stone, knowing where it belongs, functioning as it should. Oh, do you see the beautiful image that God, the Holy Spirit, gave Paul in terms of the body of Christ, the functioning, just as a natural body functions in health, every joint supplying, every organ doing what it should, every eye, every ear, nose, mouth, all parts working together beautifully. This is the spiritual purpose of the body of Christ. This is our high calling, beloved. This is how we flow. This is how the world will know that we are Christians, by the love that we have one for another. Praise God. So, the work of the ministry is not confined to the few who hold the fivefold position set in the body of Christ. Rather, they belong to every single believer, that calling to become mature, to become stable, to become steadfast. How important stability is, and faithfulness. So, simply, what is the work to which you and I are called? It is simply this: to edify the body of Christ. But how do we as ministers edify or spiritually build up the body? The answer is clear. We do this by helping our fellow brethren come into the same position of stability and spiritual vitality that we enjoy, that God has taught us to experience, that God has taught us to walk in. The work of the minister is simply to take immature Christians and reproduce the mature life of Christ in them. He says, in essence, follow me, and I will make you like Jesus. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I don't know, I'm so excited about the work of the Holy Spirit, what He's doing in your life, in my life. It's a wonderful thing. All praise, honor, and glory be to Jesus. Now, if you are struggling in certain areas, if you want to know, what is it, there's power in agreeing prayer. I do invite you to write. Should you email, I will certainly confirm receipt and pray for you. But if you will like personal ministry that comes through the personal ministry of correspondence that God has given, and that is one of my greatest loves, is praying and ministering for every individual letter or email that comes in. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally to you. I love you. I thank God for you. I pray for you every day. My radio family, some of you have listened for a long time. You've never written, but listen, let me give you a bit of advice. If the Holy Spirit's moving on you, I do ask you to obey Him, because He's got a purpose. Don't lose out. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.